Welcome everybody. Shir number 1487. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe David Ben Baron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe Lim Fush Lim Rav Yeshua Ben Brindel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so I want to just explain something very interesting. The Sefer Klalim brings down in, we've been going through Sefer Klalim, a little bit the Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah, Sefer Lam Tes Melachas. So he brings down on page Tzadik Tes, the two reasons. In other words, what we established, let's backtrack a minute. We established last time that you need two conditions. It has to be recognizable. We're talking about, of course, mimtzei chefsecha, a person to go look at their business dealings or something that they're involved in that's not allowed to be done, like construction site or something along those lines, as to what has to be done, or they go and look at the field, right? We spoke about that. That's one thing. They're going to look at their nechasim. That's number one. Or they're doing something like to get a head start, so to say, right after Shabbos. I have to go take the train, so I'll wait by the train station, something along those lines, but I'll go there on Shabbos and so on. Okay, so we spoke about that, but the question is why. We said you need two conditions. Number one, that has to be recognizable. And number two, you have to, kavana has to be that I'm doing that thing. In other words, right after Shabbos, I want to get on the train, right? Or I'm going to the construction site to see what has to be done, right? Even though I'm not doing it on Shabbos. So why do you actually need those two conditions? If you're going to the construction site, I mean, why are you going there, right? Or you're going to wait at a train station, why are you going there? Why does it have to be recognizable and so close and mamish people could understand you want to get on the train even though you're not going Shabbos? Okay. So, but be it as it may, just to explain the background, he explains like this in Sefer Klalim on page Sadek Tes, V'atam she'asri rak b'kiyam beis tanoim. The only way one would be, this whole thing would be usher, is with two conditions. So he says, number one, the actual going, v'gam iyun b'chafetzim, hein pehu latzshemata. This is something that's allowed to be done. I'm allowed to walk on Shabbos, right? We explained this, but we should get a good handle on this. I'm allowed to walk on Shabbos. I'm allowed to go on Shabbos. What's the problem? V'gam iyun b'chafetzim, hein pehu latzshemata. Really, to look at my, if I have an office, right? Let's say I have an office in my house. I'm not allowed to look into the office. You can't, now we're going to see, there's certain things you can't look at. You can't read certain things. We're going to see statements, bank statements, these type of things. We're going to see how that works. Certain things you can't read. But let's say I have an office and I have a desk. I'm not allowed to look at my desk where I'll be writing and I'll be paying bills and whatever the case is. What's wrong with that? I'm not allowed to look at a thing that might be also to do on Shabbos per se. There's nothing really b'etzim wrong with that. Again, we'll see there's certain things that one actually can't read. But I'm looking at my office, or I'm looking at even the construction site I'm passing by. But what is, there's no actual isser of actual seeing, and there's no actual isser of actually going. So he says all that will be okay, lasis b'shabbos, but v'gam ein l'isser, and so what's the third thing that we're doing over here? We're thinking, right? I'm going, in other words, we said I need kavona. I'm passing by the construction site, and I have my kavona. My kavana is, what am I going to need, right? Or I'm going by a certain shipment that might have been delivered, even though I'm not actually doing anything. It was dropped off in a certain place, whatever. But I'm going there with a kavana to see, was it the right amount of boxes? Maybe I need more, maybe this, maybe that, whatever the case is. So v'gam ein lesser here. Also, the just thinking we said last time was not a problem, right? If I think of what type of bill I have to pay, whatever, it's not the right thing to do on Shabbos, but letter of the law, it's okay on Shabbos. Hear her is what we call thinking. Thinking on Shabbos is fine. Shemahar lasais pu'ula, right? Asura, if somebody thinks a thing they want to do on Shabbos, which is not allowed to be done, is lach, and they're going to do it after Shabbos, shemidina is mutter. Again, midina, it's okay. If I think in my mind, I think, you know what, after Shabbos, I'm going to call Yankel. I'm going to call him on the phone. Do I say it? No. I'm not allowed to say that. I can't say with my mouth, I'm going to call Yankel after Shabbos. You can't do that. But I'm allowed to think in my mind. Again, we're not talking about right now the spirit of Shabbos, but we're talking about just say plain letter of the law, halacha l'maisa. I'm allowed to think in my mind, after Shabbos, I'm going to drive to my friend's house in my car. I'm allowed to think that, but I can't say it. So that's what we're saying. To think, the hearer part is mutter. So therefore, you have to have actual kavana That's number one. Okay, we'll see how that comes into play. But lahar b'shabbos elazis malach lach shabbos is really is ibetzim medina is okay. Avul b'kiyam b'peis tanoi. But if you have the two conditions together, machshiv and peula hamuteris sha'isa halicha ayin benachasav b'tziruf here. In other words, you have the walking, right? You have the going, fine, which is really in etzim okay. I have the really looking at the thing that I'm not supposed to, like my construction site. Again, I'm just giving an example. It could be anything. It could be a shipment. It could be whatever. But it's something that my nechasim, right? So have the going and have the looking. But tziruv here with, together with the thought, right? Lases pula asura lach shabbos, with the thought that, oh, you know what? I have to build more windows in the house. I'm walking over to the construction site where they're building my house. Okay. That's be'etzim not really an iser, right? Number one. Number two, I'm going, it's recognizable. I'm going to look at my, it's a recognizable thing that I'm going there, right? But I'm going, the actual going is not a problem, but it's recognizable. Or to go to look at, your nechasim, which is the construction site, which is the example we're talking about, right? Which is actually either this, either that. But together with, so the actual going or the actual, studying over what's taking place over there, but tziruf together with the machshava, right? The thought that lases pu'ula asura, to do a thing that's also to do after Shabbos, so to think about it is okay, but together with the going to that place and with why it's recognizable, you can see that I'm going there for that reason. With that thought that I'm actually going to do the Isser, I'm going to build the windows after Shabbos in the house, and I'm going to look where the windows should go, right? But I'm not actually doing anything. Those two together, that is what makes it Osir, because really the thinking is okay, right? If I sit in my living room and just think, oh, I need to build 10 windows in my new house that I'm building, right? So that thinking is okay. But again, and just the walking is also okay, right? If I walk and I pass by, I have no intention. I'm allowed to walk by my own construction site. There's nothing wrong with that, where I'm building my house. I'm allowed to walk by. What's wrong with that? I'm not allowed to go on the block if I'm building a house on the block. Not on Shabbos, right? I'm building it during the week. On Shabbos, it's the day of rest. Nobody's working over there. I'm not allowed to walk down the block. Of course you're allowed to walk down the block. But together with that, and looking at the construction site, and you can see, it's why is he looking? And with the machshava of, that's why I'm doing it, to build the windows, right? So that's what would make it usher. Okay, I just wanted to explain that. It's an important thing that we get it into play. So then he just ends off, does the Sefer Kalam, he explains it very beautiful, very, get a better understanding. The Hakshiv Ki'ilu Oimer. So now it becomes, as with those two together, with the thinking and the going over there and the Ian Ben Chosov, the Hakshiv Ki'ilu Oimer. It's as though the person actually said it. It's as though the person actually said it. The Ki'ilu Oimer Behedya B'Shabbat Shereitz Elas is Pula. And that would talk to be also, right? With just thinking is fine, just going is fine, but those two together sort of like brings it into something that it's as though the person said it, and to say it you're not allowed to. I'm not allowed to sit in my house, in my living room, and say, you know what, I'm going to build 10 windows in my new house, right, on Sunday. That you can't say. You're allowed to think it, but you can't say it. But if you do those two together, with the thinking and together with the going there, and whereby it's recognizable, right, so those two together, it becomes lahakshav ki'ilu oimer behedya, like the person actually said it, that he wants to do it, and that will be the Isra of Adab Adav. It's not Mimsa Chefsecha, it's a different Isra of Adab Adav, but it's again all the same, it's like a first cousin, right? It's part of those psukim that we spoke about. But we'll continue in this coming up shiurim. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch HaKol Tuv.